بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية كعب بن أحبار رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال كعب: فلما سلمت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وهو يبرق وجهه من السرور. In the riwayat of Ka'b ibn Ahbar that we were reading, a lengthy narration, when he did not go out in the expedition of Tabuk without any valid excuse, he was just procrastinating until Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had returned already, and yet he did not make his final preparations and go out. And we read that after that he had to go through an ordeal of 50 days. 40 days that nobody was allowed to speak to them. In the procedure, the king of Ghassan had invited him that he, na'uzubillah, gives up Islam and goes and join them. That was a great test from Allah Ta'ala as well, which he had passed with 100% flying colors. And then for the last 10 days, they were ordered that they must be separated from their wives also. So these were all great tests they had gone through. But then on the 50th day, Allah Ta'ala had forgiven them and granted the good news to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who informed the Sahaba. He says then, I went and I made salam to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's face was beaming with great happiness. أبشر بخبر يوم مر عليك مذ ولدك أمك بخير يوم مر عليك مذ ولدتك أمك. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Ka'b, congratulations and take glad tidings of the best day of your life since the day your mother had given birth to you, the most happiest and joyous day in his life. فقلت أمن عندك يا رسول الله أم من عند الله. Then I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this glad tidings and good news, is it from you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or is it from Allah Ta'ala? قال لا بل من عند الله عز وجل. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is from Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah, the Almighty, Creator, Controller of everything, Allah who is since ever and will be forever, that He, one person of this earth, He gives him this honor, that Allah Ta'ala forgave him, takes him by his name, etc. وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا سُرَّ اسْتَنَارَ وَجْهُهُ حَتَّى كَأَنَّ وَجْهُهُ قِطْعَةُ قَمْرٍ. And he says that further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to be happy, then his face would light up and would shine and would be bright, like the 14th full moon, like a piece of the moon. وَكُنَّا نَعْرِفُ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْهُ. And we also knew that when is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so happy. فَلَمَّا جَلَسْتُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ قُلْتُ. When I sat in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said, Ya Rasul Allah, inna min tawbati an ankhali'a min mali sadaqatan ila Allah wa ila Rasulihi. Oh Allah's Rasul, that Allah has accepted my tawbah. In the happiness of this, then now I will give my wealth, part of my wealth, in the path of Allah, for Allah and for His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We read that on such good occasions, a person gets congratulated, people congratulate him, which is in line with the nature and mizaj of the Sahaba. On the other hand, again, who gets such ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala, from their side also in appreciation, they do some great good. Like here, he wants to give his wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Or a person keeps rozas, or a person makes niyat of i'tikaf. A person goes out in jamaat, in some whatever. When Allah has blessed a person with a ni'mat, then he should show that appreciation also by doing something from his side. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ بَعْضَ مَالِكَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was a perfect model in everything, that he wanted to give his wealth and perhaps all his wealth also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hold back some of your wealth, that is good for you. Other narrations also come when people, Sahaba, wanted to give everything. Nabi, or give it away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's better for you that you don't give everything and tomorrow you start begging. When they wanted to give at the time of death and give away everything, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't give everything, leave some for your children. Don't make your children beggars tomorrow. So what a moderation and what consideration from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقُلْتُ إِنِّي أُمْسِكَ السَّحْمِي أَلَّذِي بِخَيْبَرِ Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I will keep back for me that share of booty which I got from the battle of Khaybar. وَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ And further I said one more thing, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا أَنْجَانِي بِالصِّدْقِ Undoubtedly Allah gave me my salvation and I came out of this terrible ordeal of mine by one main factor, and that is my truthfulness. I did not make up stories, I came and I spoke the truth. وَإِنَّ مِنْ تَوْبَتِي أَلَّا أُحَدِّثَ إِلَّا صِدْقًا مَا بَقِيتُ And also part of my tawbah, one of his happiness, he spent his money in the path of Allah. Another, he said that, I promise now that I will never ever speak a lie. I will only speak the truth. I've seen clearly that truth gave me what salvation. I had to go through this ordeal of 50 days, about 2 months. But then what honor Allah bestowed on me because of speaking the truth. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا عَلِمْتَ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَبْلَاهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي سِقِّ الْحَدِيثِ مُنْزُ ذَكَرْتُ ذَلِكَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَحْسَنَ مِمَّا أَبْلَانِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى He said that by Allah, I did not see that Allah had given anyone anything more better than what Allah had given me when I had determined that I will only speak the truth, and what Allah gave me on this truth, I saw it for myself. وَاللَّهِ مَا تَعَمَّدْتُ كِذْبَةً مُنْذُ قُلْتُ ذَلِكَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَى يَوْمِيَ هَذَا And he says, by Allah, even the thought of a lie never came to my mind. And this is a very great achievement and feature for any person to speak the truth. Like that, we all may be taking it for granted for ourselves that I don't lie. But if we just have to analyze it, we will see how much we lie. For unnecessary things also we lie. There is no necessity to lie, but even things which are so trivial, unnecessary, with our children we lie, with our wives we lie, too much of lying, and lying is a major sin also. So he said, the thought of a lie never crossed me again. وَإِنِّي لَأَرْجُوْ أَيَّحْفَظَنِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي مَا بَقِيَ And he says, by Allah, I hope that as long as I live, Allah will save me and I will never ever speak a lie again. Like that, if we also can make such intention now, and especially now in the month of Ramadan, whatever bad habits we have got, and everyone is beset with some bad habit or another, in fact many bad habits we have, and if we can make that determination and we live up to it genuinely, we beg Allah to help us, Allah will save us from this gossiping, backbiting, belittling people, looking down upon people, looking at filth and dirt, looking at haram. There are so many things which are in our lives, greed, jealousy, mocking, a lot of bad things in our lives. Our namazes are not in order. If we are pabund with 5 times namaz, our concentration in our namaz, to improve on our wudu and tahara, all there are plenty of things. If we do something, and especially with the barakat of the month of Ramadan, Allah will also take us very far. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And with regard to the elections also, that the main election is that we correct our lives. Allah appoints rulers according to the conditions of our lives. If we are disobedient to Allah, transgress the laws of Allah Ta'ala, Allah put such rulers over us, then which are not good for us. If we come right, then Allah put such rulers that are good for us. It is said, a beautiful adage, أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُمَّالُكُمْ. Your actions are your rulers. So that is the most important thing. Then further, as far as cause and effect, asbab of this dunya, we should consider which party is the best for us as far as our deen is concerned, as far as our deen and our masjids, our lives are concerned. But the most important thing is we correct our lives. That is what will bring change. And at this time, very fortunate, many of us may be having a lot of discussions on this subject. But how many of us made dua that Ya Allah grant us the best rulers? Those that will be the best for us as far as our deen, dunya, everything is concerned, appoint such rulers. Everything, the results are solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah does not do anything haphazard. So we should make tawbah, seek those a'mal by which we get the help of Allah and by which Allah Ta'ala puts such rulers over us who will be kind to us, merciful, and that our deen is protected. May Allah give us tawfiq for righteousness.